I used to not believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost until I experienced it myself. God began to draw my heart. I began to search the scriptures. One Sunday morning, I went down to the altar to ask the elders to pray for me for healing. I lifted my hands. I began to pray to God. All of a sudden, He filled me with the Holy Ghost. I began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth and Fact, and I pray that you're having a blessed day. Isn't the Word of God good? Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. We are in the book of Joel in chapter 2, and we're dealing with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Joel says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, prophesying of what God was going to do. Now, I know there are some that don't agree with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They say it's not for today. They say it's even of the devil. Well, I think we need to be careful about that because it's in the Bible. And I'm going to share with you a lot of scriptures that support this great doctrine and gift of God to the church. In fact, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, and being assembled together with him, he, that's Jesus, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Now, Jesus wasn't asking the church to wait for the promise of the Father. He was commanding them to wait. Well, why would it be so important for Jesus to go to the extreme of commanding the church? Because Jesus knew that we couldn't do what he was required for the church to do in our own strength. We don't have the power or the ability in ourselves. We would need the supernatural power and strength that comes from heaven above. And Jesus desires that the church be equipped with tools necessary to do the job. Jesus also said in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The word endued means clothed. Clothed with what? Well, power from on high, clothed with God's supernatural power. The question is, for what? That we, as the church, as Christians, might be an effective witness for the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power. Notice that. You shall receive what? Power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. The word power means strength or ability, but it's more than that. It's a supernatural strength or ability that gives the believer authority to boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, authority over devils, authority to heal the sick, and authority to be effective witnesses unto Christ. Look at Acts chapter 4 and verse 33. It says, and with great power, there's the word again, great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But my friend, they were all also filled with the Holy Ghost. They had experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus also said, for John truly baptized with water, or he submerged with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You see, the Holy Spirit is the person and power by which help and ability are given. Now listen to this, ability for preaching, ability for serving, and for sharing the life and power of God's kingdom. Don't we need that today? Oh yes, we do. You see, the day of Pentecost took place 50 days after Jesus was crucified at Calvary. Jesus showed himself for 40 days and then ascended to the right hand of the Father. Then 10 days later, God poured out the Holy Spirit on the 120 waiting in the upper room. And they were all baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues and endued with power from on high. Peter went out and preached. 3,000 souls were saved that day. A man who? Full of the Holy Ghost.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.